2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, I'm so excited for what I am pretty sure is a first for 2FM today, because we've got two amazing artists who are collaborating on each other's music in a very, very special Studio 8 session. To explain all this are two major players in the Irish music world, electronic producer Alain May and lead singer from indie heavyweight Soda Blonde, Faye O'Rourke. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Thanks for having us. I
cannot tell you how happy we are to have you here and how excited I am about this. I'm sure you can tell in my voice right now. Alain, I'm going to come to you first. How did you get involved with Faye in your creation of the current single Aim that we just heard there?
So Faye is someone who's been on my radar for a long time, which maybe sounds a bit weird, but we were talking about it earlier. Excuse me. I saw her performing at Electric Picnic with Little Green Cars like years ago.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, these guys are unbelievable and she's class. So I think it was always kind of in the back of my mind that if there was an opportunity at some point for us to collaborate, that I would be up to her asking her if she wanted to work with me. So then we were both nominated for a Choice Prize in 2021.
Yeah.
And I had you on my hit list that night. I was like, right, if I can get Faye and tell her,
get her drunk enough,
how class she is and see if she would want to work with me, that would be unreal. And then you actually came up to me and said,
"Your class."
Something along, you were like, "We should do something." And I was like, "Yes."
Yeah. And so, then obviously couldn't remember saying that.
Amazing.
Maybe she didn't say it. Who knows?
Who knows? Well, we're here now. So, Faye, was Elaine on your hit list that night? Unbeknownst to
yourself?
Yeah,
I think, like any year I've been there, like the talent is outrageous, you know. But Elaine is somebody, like dance music is something that's so out of my realm and I'm so interested by it. And it's just something I've no experience with and cannot do. Like, I consider myself quite a genre bending artist, like when I'm writing or producing things. But yeah, what Elaine does, it really excites me, you know, and it's something that is really emotive.
Elaine,
and special.
Did that take the pressure off that night a little bit when Faye came straight up to you? Because you were like, yes, now I don't have to get the courage up and this is all, the ball's rolling.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I think all you really ever want is that mutual interest, because if you're both kind of like, I respect you and I think what you're doing is amazing, I feel like it's going to be very natural. Sometimes if you're kind of put in a room or it's kind of like, let's see, it can be a bit more pressure.
Yeah.
But I knew then if she was open to it, that if I had something that she could hear and maybe potentially work on, that it would be a bit more fluid and
easy. You needed her to be a bit giddy about it before you got going.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And it seems like you were, Faye.
Yeah. Like, you sent me the album that was like, it was full through. It was the SoundCloud link of the full album with no kind of vocals on it at all. So, you know, Elaine provided me with an opportunity to kind of just respond to what she had made, like her, you know, the music that she had made. And that this particular song, Aim, it was just straight out the gate. Like, it was done. Like,
just like that?
Yeah, generally if I'm working with like chords or music, I will respond, and it's something that's very subconscious. I don't sit down with a pen and paper and try and construct, like, you know, lyrics. Or if I'm writing with, you know, an instrument, I'm just like noodling until I strike gold.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's gold. So it was just, yeah, I got really excited really quickly. You know, it was in the kitchen in my house in off Cork Street, cooking the dinner.
I'm obsessed with this. It's just like you doing everyday tasks and then just
Yeah,
yeah, a banger.
I had the headphones in and it was like, oh, so, you know, because I was kind of thinking, I always come in with a degree of skepticism to things because I am just a bit of a, not that Elaine's music isn't great, but I'm always kind of a little bit wary about if I have the ability to bring something to it, you know? So when I was listening, I was kind of like, okay, I'm going to listen straight through and just see if anything kind of like initially grabs me as I'm kind of doing some kind of mundane task.
This is actually what I was wondering about, is because you don't live beside each other. So how did you go about it? It was just you sent Faye the music, Faye, you sent it back to Elaine of what you thought and went from there.
Yeah, pretty much. And I mean, as Faye said, I think it kind of developed really quickly for her. And I totally resonated with what she had done. I was just like, this sounds class. Like, we didn't really need to do very much to it.
Yeah.
So then it was just a case of trying to get into a room to do it together, because I really did want to do that, because we hadn't met properly, and just to kind of spend that time in a space is always deadly. So myself and Dahi, who's co-produced this album with me, and Faye were in a space in Dublin, kind of got in together and put it together. So
yeah, it was very like a very intimate kind of environment. Yeah. And I sometimes can be quite insecure because my voice is quite big. I mean, I'm quite small, but my voice is quite big. And I always have to, like, I love a big space because I feel like it kind of blends in a bit more.
Yeah.
But I was like, ooh, I don't want to blast you guys out of it now.
And they were like, blast us out of it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. Sing at us. You're very, very encouraging. And yeah, very. It was a really nice environment and we got some great stuff.
Elaine, you've done a lot of collaborations. What is your favourite part about the process?
I think it's the fun of getting something back. Yeah. As Faye said, like she kind of responded to the music that I had written. So I had no, you know, you never have any kind of concept of what's going to come back to you.
Yeah.
Get to hear something that you've created in like a totally different way. So I love that. I think that's probably why I keep getting drawn back to it.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine because it's something that didn't exist in your head.
Exactly.
And then you've given your baby over essentially of something that you had done. Okay, well, this is my part of it. And then to hear collaborate together and go, oh my God, I just think it's so magical to hear the end result. Faye, you are in a brilliant indie band, Soda Blonde, who we love and adore. What was it like getting involved in something completely different, like an electronic project like this with Elaine?
It was just really exciting. As I said, it's so out of my wheelhouse, you know. So I was going in, you know, with very little. I have full trust in Elaine. Yeah. And I feel like that's a very nice position to be in when you just have full trust with an artist.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's something that I definitely want to keep doing, I think.
I would imagine as well, having full trust with Elaine, you know, meeting briefly at Choice and then talking over, you know, WhatsApp or whatever it was, then getting the music and then to have the lyrics flow so easily, you must have been like, okay, no, this is definitely the right choice for me.
100%. And like we have a great relationship. There's a great chemistry between us. Yeah. Like our WhatsApps are pretty funny, you know. So yeah, I feel very comfortable with Elaine. And I think that is one of the biggest, as you said, the biggest parts of anything. It's a working relationship, and the chemistry needs to be there, you know.
Yeah. Elaine, your second album for us is out in September, 3 years after your debut. That's a bit of a gap time wise. Why was that?
Well, I had a baby.
Oh, congratulations!
That would be one big reason.
Just grew an entire human raised them.
She's just turned 3, actually. So there was that, and then, you know, some kind of other bigger life things, I think. But as with my first album, I just didn't want to really kind of rush it.
Yeah.
And I kind of had this body of work that's kind of coming together. And as Faye mentioned, you know, it's fully formed, but I kind of just need to refine it and do the last bits of it. But
yeah,
I wasn't really in any rush to kind of get it out the door, and I want to be kind of happy with it and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You're not doing it for the sake of doing it. You're doing it because you love it.
Yeah,
and exactly. What you're putting out there. You're living in Donegal these days as well.
Yeah. So we're in the process of moving out of Dublin and moving to Galway, and we're currently living in Donegal. So yeah, Yeah,
that is the most Irish thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. We have posts all throughout the country, but yeah, we're in Donegal at the moment. So.
Do you feel like your environment like changes your music at all?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I think I've actually written a load of my stuff up in Donegal. So there's just that idea of kind of having a bit more space and things like that is really nice, and I feel like it kind of frees up your mind a little bit. So yeah, I think it does have an influence.
Amazing. Well, I can't wait to see what Galway brings you. Big fan.
Yep.
I want to ask both of you guys, because you have created a lot of music separately and now you're coming together, but what do you get the most joy out of? Is it the creating the music, or is it taking to the stage and getting to perform it for everybody else? Faye, we'll go to you first.
I definitely love making stuff.
Okay.
100%. I think it's that sort of railing against yourself. It's like, oh, the self-doubt and kind of the effort that you have to put in. And there's always that sort of period where you're wondering, is this going to work out? Is it worth it? And it's always when you just go that little bit extra mile and everything sort of comes to fruition and it sounds great. I think there's nothing better than hearing that back through like studio speakers and being like, that really works.
Elaine, what about you?
100%, I agree. Yeah. And I mean, not to say I don't love performing live, but I feel like performing live can be a bit more volatile. Like sometimes you know, it can shift and change depending on where you're playing and how you're feeling and all of that kind of stuff. Whereas I feel like when you're creating and when you properly get into a flow, there's just nothing like it. Yeah. It's incredible, you know.
And I suppose it's that spark too of going, oh my God, no, we have this,
yes.
You know, and I think creatives struggle with that all the time too, because you can make something absolutely brilliant, but you don't know what the next brilliant is going to be. Faye, what about Soda Blonde? What is going on with you guys at the moment? Is there a third album on the way, or are you guys taking the non-album route?
We've just been releasing lots of tracks. We just released an EP. It's called People Pleaser EP, which Elaine has done some amazing work on a remix of. And we're going to play for you.
Yes.
I just ruined your segue. I'm so sorry.
Doesn't matter. So I'm here for spoilers.
Yeah.
I'm not gatekeeping
anything. So we're doing that. We're actually going to release that limited edition vinyl. And then, so we've just come back from a big EU tour and a tour of the UK, and we are kind of getting back into the studio and finishing up a third album, and there will be, you'll see us down in Galway in July for Galway Arts.
For the Big Tough, where are you guys playing around there?
It's Roisin Tough. I don't even know. I show up, I get in the van and I get driven.
Take Galway.
Where I'm going. You know, I should have looked at my schedule before doing this. But yeah, so we've got some really exciting things coming up.
That's okay. The itinerary is not really the artist's problem. Okay, you know,
I feel like in this day and age, probably should be.
I don't know. I don't want you focusing on those boring things and taking away from the creativity that you could be at. Elaine, what is the plan live-wise with you? What, like, obviously you've got to be, like, still can't stop laughing at the fact that you're moving out of Dublin to Donegal and you're living in Donegal.
So, like, finishing up the album, it's coming out in September. Big kind of thing for me is headline show in the Button Factory in October.
Amazing.
Tickets are available now. There's going to be some very special guests joining me. I won't say I will say who. Faye, and then some other folks to be announced as well. So it's going to be a deadly one. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Well, I cannot wait for the Button Factory. Faye, I can't wait to see you in Galway.
Deadly.
Who knows where.
Before we get to any of that, we are here for a very special occasion. I would like to squeeze another song out of you. We didn't hear a segue into this at all earlier on, thank God. The roles have been reversed a little bit here. What is happening with the next track?
Basically, as Faye mentioned, they've just released an EP, and the track People Pleaser, I loved it before we even had this conversation, but then we were talking about doing something in here.
Yeah.
So got the stems, worked on the track, kind of made like a dancier version of it. What would you say?
It's definitely got a I Follow Rivers type of...
Yes.
Oh, vibe. Unbelievable.
Yeah, so judge for yourself now.
I absolutely will. Take it away.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.